there was a lot of talk after the decision was made, but I mean, as far as in the hallways with the kids and in talking with them, they were all very optimistic and very positive about it. And I think there's something to be said, just like you mentioned, with knowing you've really got kind of a level playing field with the teams you're going to play, that, you know, week to week you can go into it knowing that you've got the numbers, first of all, and that, you know, you're probably where you belong as far as school size-wise. And the eight-man community has been fantastic. I mean, it's a very close-knit. I mean, coaches reached out immediately with resources to help out with. I mean, we had guys from Georgia and Kentucky sending us information. I don't know how they knew we went eight-man, but, it was really from the moment that vote was done and we could just move forward, it's been nothing but positive. And, you know, our numbers are up. Kids are much more upbeat. And, you know, practices so far, just 2 days in, have been incredible for us.
As I look at your program, Coach, I'm really intrigued to see what direction it goes over the next year or two, because it does seem like, and I know there's more that would go to this than just this, but it almost seems like with a lot of programs, even those with some pretty good football talent, there's an adjustment period to eight-man, and sometimes it takes several weeks, sometimes longer than that, to get adjusted to the game. Is that something that's in the back of your mind that you feel like Princeton is going to have to go through this year, or is that something that you're trying to take care of over the offseason?
I think, you know, we've done the best we could in the off season to try to get some of those questions answered. But, you know, we had two camps for our kids here. We went to Graceland to a team camp, and that was in early June, and kind of, you know, saw some spots we needed to fix or things we hadn't thought about. And then, you know, same thing this past month, that last Friday of July, we were at Albany with the blue blood, so to speak, you know, the North Andrews and Platte Valleys and Albany and King City and Stanbury. And, you know, it was good to get over there and compete with them, because, you know, for them, it was just automatic, just, you know, simple checks and simple things they were doing that we hadn't even thought of yet. So, there's going to be an adjustment period. And, you know, I think that's kind of exciting too. It's just part of the coaching aspect of trying to learn something new and get better at what we're trying to do. And so camps have helped and we've kind of played around with some stuff in practice, but week to week, I'm sure there's going to be something new that we just hadn't thought of, that, you know, it's going to have to be something we kind of throw in the toy box.
So are the numbers improved, Coach? Did you kind of get the sense that the excitement, for lack of a better word, about the program going eight-man and the opportunities there, has it increased the numbers going into the fall?
Yeah, we thought best case coming in, we'd have, you know, 25, 26, and we are, you know, now 2 days in with 22. And we may still have, you know, once school starts, we may still have a couple of kids come. You know, we've got two kids from Newtown that are coming over as part of the co-op. We have a student from Mercer coming down as part of the co-op. So, you know, we've picked up some kids from our other two schools, and it's been fun to kind of get them acclimated to working with us and get to know them. But, you know, again, it's numbers were always going to be an issue. And, you know, even in our best case scenario, it was going to be hard to get much above 20. So, to be at 22 and to have a bench and actually have a 2 deep and 3 deep in some spots, it's been nice to have that.
Some of the philosophies in eight-man football I'm familiar with, it's kind of a faster-paced game. There is much more of a use of onside kicks because there's not as much of a deterrence for missing an onside kick and giving the ball to somebody at midfield, which is the 40-yard line. But also in eight-man football, a lot of the things that I feel like you've been doing the last year or two due to lack of numbers at Princeton, getting the ball to your athletes, getting one-on-one opportunities, seeing if it can break a tackle, make a big play. If you do those things well in eight-man football, that's kind of, you know, half the name of the game, is it not?
Yeah, and, you know, that's been something that we continually work with is, you know, really, if you've got a guy or you've got a couple guys, you're in good, you got a really good chance to compete and do really well. There's so much from the defensive side of it. You seem to be a man or two men down all the time. You can't cover everything. And so in that way, it seems to be, it's a much more aggressive, offensively, it's a much more offensive, minded game as far as I'm concerned. And, you know, that's, you can be aggressive, you can take shots. You know, like you said, one missed tackle and it's a huge play or a touchdown. And that's where, you know, the score's coming in. Coach Gilkey and I talking about it last night, we're just gonna have to get used to those bigger numbers on defense and being okay with it, because you're constantly being attacked and hit from all sides, and it just takes one little mistake and it's a huge play. So Again, that's part of the transition of moving over and being able to roll with those. But again, it's something that's exciting and it's a change of pace and hopefully it's good for us and our kids.
So we kind of, you know, we flipped a discussion from can Princeton compete with the Trentons and Gallatins and Putnam Counties of the world. And now we're kind of putting in Stanbury and North Andrew and King City and some of those folks, the upper echelon of the GRC West. You kind of, do you have a sense as of yet how much you can compete with those schools, Coach, or is that something you're just going to have to learn on the fly?